celebrating 50 years of ministry, this is Breakthrough with Rod Parsley.
If you will lay aside every weight of sin that does so easily beset you, you'll have power of your own.
Everything he purchased in his victory at the cross, my warfare is to walk in it.
You know that when hell gets to cutting up, it's just an indication that the biggest breakthrough that you've ever seen before is on the horizon.
There's some stuff nobody knows I did, and you forgave me for it, and you died for it, and you were wounded for it.
The more the devil fights me, the more I'm coming out with a punch, baby. I won't stay here another day.
You shouldn't be worried about any attacks. The attack is the indicator of your closeness with God.
Culture should not change the church. Culture should not change the Christian.
We free ourselves from the chains of religion and timidity, and tomorrow we're about to change the world.
You know, one of the most devastating feelings in all the world is to have lost something, especially something that's very, very precious to you. I remember being at Disney World, of all places, the happiest place on earth. That's where Joni loved to take the children at least once, if not twice, every year. And I remember the first time we took Austin there, our second born. You know how it is. They're right there with you, and you glance this way and glance back, and they're gone. Oh, the panic of that moment. Something so precious that was right there is now gone. Well, thanks be to God, he was only a few yards away, just so many people we couldn't see him. But you felt that way, haven't you? Something so precious. Perhaps something you love very, very, very much is lost to you right now. I want you to know that today, something extraordinary is going to happen. You're going to have the peace of God that no matter what you've lost, it's found. My good friend, Dr. Steve Muncy, is joining me again today on the wonderful high-def studio set of Breakthrough, your Breakthrough. Thank you. Thank you for that light up there. Thank you for this table. Thank you for that camera looking at me. Because without you, none of it would be possible. But through you, we're reaching the entire world with a life-changing gospel of God and His Christ. Thank you for it. Dr. Muncy, my dear friend, and I'm honored to say that, pastors one of the great churches of the world, Family Christian Center in the greater Chicagoland area. If you're ever around there in one of their many, many, many services, get online or get on the phone and say, hey, I'm on my way. And they'll treat you so many ways, you're going to have to like five of them. You'll love the worship, the choir, you'll love the singing, and you will have a word of revelation that'll change your life. Well, he's here with you today on our Breakthrough to share a very, very profound and powerful truth with you. If you've got your Bible, 1 Samuel chapter 9, you want to get your spirit wide open now and ready to receive, because whatever it is that you may have lost, it's about to return. Dr. Muncy, I can't wait to hear this word. I'll tell you that. You shared just a little tidbit of it with me in the green room getting ready to come out here to Breakthrough. And I said, please, please, please stay and do a whole program on it just from that little bit, so you know you're going to be blessed today. So we're ready. I'm ready. Got my Jubilee Bible and my pen. I'm ready to receive a word, and I know it's going to touch my heart and change my life.
Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Parsley. And actually, this word was born in my spirit in the air from Chicago to Columbus. Yeah. I came in and I quickly began to describe to Dr. Parsley that this word was birthed. Mm. And the Holy Spirit said to me, you must today speak this, you know, and I said, but now, Lord, you know, I can't tell Dr. Parsley we should, that, you know, we should do another program. And, and you know, I'm going to tell you about it a little bit, and you said, oh, that's got to be spoken. Yeah. And I so appreciate your sensitivity to the Holy Spirit. Every person, you that are watching, what have you lost? I'm talking to you to tell you you have lost health. And you're gasping, saying, you're talking to me. Mm. You have lost a relationship. You've lost him. You've lost her.
Mm.
My children, I can't communicate. Something is lost. I've lost money. I've lost time. I've lost relationships. Let me give you a little word. I think this is a good word. You can't make new old friends.
Wow.
You need to realize that the circle that you're in is permanent, and that Satan is trying to break down the people that are surrounding you, because they are the people who will actually help you. But somehow loss has come. I want to tell you that even though loss has come, and you're staring at me saying, who are you? What, I've seen you. I don't know you. And it doesn't matter. What matters is I've touched something within you, and you say, as Dr. Parsley said today, I lost my child at Disney World.
Right.
I've lost my keys. I've lost something. May I tell you that this program has literally been stopped of regular broadcasting at Dr. Parsley.
Yes.
To insert, and may I say it with all due respect and with a servant's heart, that this is a God word, and everything is stopped to tell you that the loss you have is not bad. It's ready. It's getting ready to be good.
Thank you, Jesus.
And that loss is a signal that God is getting ready not only to get it back to you, but you're about ready to be promoted. So you that have lost, here is what happened to a young man who was tall, and his father was very wealthy, and his father had many, many donkeys. Now that sounds like a farm, and maybe you can't relate to that because you ride the bus, or you get a ride to work, or you drive to work, or you've been in a vehicle. So a donkey is something that's foreign to us. Let me kind of break this down. He was in the donkey business, and donkeys are used as a combine, are used for harvesting the crops, you know, walking down the rows of the corn or the tomatoes, and they are able to put in upon the donkey and stack it. So now visualize that donkeys are a combine. Now visualize that Saul's daddy, Kish, lost somehow one day 300 donkeys. Now picture in your mind 300 tractors.
My.
Now then Saul said, after several days of looking for the 300 combines or the 300 donkeys, he said, we better get back. My dad will be worried about me, and I'm just going to have to tell him, we're never going to get this job back. We're never going to get this health back. We're never going to get our children back. We're never going to get this marriage back. We're just not going to get our investment back. We're not going to get our business back. We just lost. And the servant said, wait a minute. There is a seer. There's a seer in not far from here. What do you mean by seer? Let me kind of read it to you, because this deals with you. The Bible says in 1 Samuel 9, now this is just for you, just for you. He says, and he said unto him, the servant said to Saul, after he said, we got to go back home, we're just going to have to take our loss. He said, behold, now there is in a city a man of God, and he is an honorable man. Mm. All that he saith, listen to me, because in a moment, Rob Parsley, I'm going to ask, because he's an honorable man of God, he's going to speak that your loss is found. He's going to speak it because the Bible says anything that the man of God says, God will back up and it will come to pass. This is exactly what he says. He says, he is an honorable man and all that he saith cometh surely to pass. Now let us go hither. Preadventure, he can show us the way we should go. Immediately Saul said, we can't go. Next verse says, he said, we can't go because we don't have a present. We don't have a gift to give the man of God. Let us move him with that gift. Now, here's the power. Here's the power. You're at lost. In a moment, I'm going to ask Rob Parsley to speak prophetically, just to pray a prophetic prayer over you. And here's what's getting ready to happen that you that are watching, you're at loss. You're crying, you're weeping, you're wondering, your anxiety, your emotions, the soul of man is just frustrated on these children, this marriage, this job, this bills, the things you're going through. And today, God is saying these words. Oh, I'm so excited to tell you this. God says, tell them, Steve, that in their loss, not only are they going to find it, but I'm getting ready to promote them. Now I gotta tell you this. This is so exciting. You better hear this. Better hear this. I'm talking about you that are sick. I'm talking about you that are going through the valley. I'm talking about you that have been shut down. I'm talking about you that have lost. Now get ready, because always when loss comes, it is emphasized in the negative. We could actually say, God says to the devil, you go first. You go first. Always God is a gentleman. He always says to the negative and to the prince and powers, you go first. You give him your best shot. Because I'm a gentleman. I will go second. You smash their marriage. You take their money. You steal their health. You go after their children. But me, I'll go second, because when you give them your best punch and they lose and they're in lost position, then I'm going to move in.
Hallelujah.
For the Bible says the enemy comes in like a flood.
There it is.
He goes first. The enemy goes first. God goes second.
Hallelujah.
For the Bible said the enemy comes in like a flood, but then God gets up and raises a standard.
Hallelujah.
Watch this. Weeping endureth for the night. You're crying. You're shook up. Come on, God. God's saying, get that last cry out.
There
get that
is.
Last worry out. Because I'm going to rise up, number two, and what the enemy has brought in your life,
hallelujah.
I'm coming to bring joy in the morning.
Thank
and listen,
you, Jesus.
In your loss, God is speaking. Now watch what happens, because we're getting ready to pray, and it's all going to change for you. You mean this program's going to change? This program, you're only one away. You're only one record away, one song away, one poem away, one prayer away, one offering away. You're only one person away. You're only one invention away.
Thank you, God.
One away. You're not standing in line of 10,000 saying, I hope my day will come. This day has come in your life because you have heard loss, and God is saying, I'm getting ready to restore not only your loss. Watch this. This is incredible. Talking to you that's sick, you that need a miracle, you that are saying, I need a financial need in my life. The Bible says that the man of God who knew nothing, who didn't really know anything other than he was honorable, God spoke to him and said, tomorrow about this time, there will be a young man, and that is the... Here we go. Young man is going to be the first king of Israel.
Wow.
He don't know anything about it, but when he comes, he's going to ask you about his loss. But I have got promotion on my mind, and I'm getting ready to make him king. Am I talking to? You are getting ready to be king over your situation. King of your finances, king of your children, of your job, of your health. And the Holy Spirit says to the man of God, speak You'll speak over him. Not only will you tell him about his loss and how he's going to get it back, but you're going to tell him you are the next king of Israel. He knew nothing. He was just a boy doing what his daddy said. You know nothing. You knew nothing. But now you've turned the television on or the computer, and here you're watching. And you're saying, you're talking directly to me. How? What do I do? You have come to the television set, and you have met the man of God. And God said, whatever he says comes to pass. When Moses blessed the people, God backed Moses up.
Right.
And then you say, well, what do I do? There must be within you your heart, not on your sleeve, but in your hands. For where your treasure is, that's where your heart is. The Lord is speaking. And let me tell you what's getting ready to happen. And in a few moments, Pastor Pars is going to speak.
Yes.
He's going to just speak blessings on you. I want you to go to the phone. I just feel this very strongly.
Jesus.
You that are about to be multimillionaires, you're about to be catapulted. A quarter would be 250. There are some of you that are about to come out of your dilemma today with a $25 gift. You need to go to the phone as quickly as you can. You need to move to the phone and say, this is my gift to give to the honorable position of the man of God. When you do that, the Bible said, the prophet said, I have found your donkeys, your combines.
Yeah.
And sir, son, come with me.
Yeah.
And he said, what do you want, great man of God? Because you have honored me with your gift.
Jesus.
Because you have put the offering on the altar.
Jesus.
Just as my son honored me on Calvary gave himself.
Right.
So I come and put the offering before you, oh God. I can't do anything, but the God in me is waiting for that honorable gift. I want you to step to the phone, because in a few seconds from now, there's going to be a release come through this television. It's going to come through this computer. It's going to come through the mechanism of how you're watching me. And there's no coincidence why you are watching. And God is speaking. Or could I be the servant and say, to Saul, give, let us give, let us give, let us give. And when you pick up that phone and say, here is my $250, here is my $25, I mean, move with something within you to say, oh God,
yes.
I honor this moment of you speaking to me.
Yes.
For what you honor, honor will come to you.
Yes, yes.
And God, now listen, not only is he going to heal you, but I'm talking to you. There's a house. There's a promotion. Someone you're about to meet in the next few days is about to give you something.
Yeah.
You're about to be catapulted into a king's position, financially, health-wise, in your family. I'm talking to a mother that your children are getting ready to turn around what they're doing, and they're coming back, and something is going to happen.
Yes.
We're getting ready to pray. I hope you have the phone. I hope you have the phone in your hand. Will you get it now? Go get the phone. Go get the phone. I'm right here. I'm 60 seconds, a little longer with you on breakthrough. And in the name of Jesus, when you plant that seed, when you call in the offering, get on the keyboard and there and say, this is what I'm going to do. And let me tell you, I feel strongly. They gave a quarter. I just feel strongly $250. I feel strongly to put it on that card. I feel strongly. This is going to be probably one of the most incredible blessings you have ever received here on planet Earth. And what you have lost, you're getting ready to get your health back. You're getting ready to get your children back.
Yes.
You're getting ready to get your money back.
Not
only that, but you're getting ready to be exalted into kingship.
Oh, God.
In your loss, it's not bad. It's all good, because today, this will change your life. All I need is Rob Parsley, Dr. Rob Parsley from Columbus, to come on this camera right now and say to you, be blessed.
Yes, God.
And for you that are on the phone, for you that are writing the checkout, for you that are responding at this moment, in the name of Jesus Christ, it's all changed from this day forward. Pastor?
I'm ready. This is a year of connectedness. This is a year of agreement like no year that has transpired really for 500 years. I say that because I want to connect with you. You say, well, Pastor Rod, you're asking me to sow into breakthrough. I'm asking you to sow financially into the kingdom of God. And you're talking about connectedness. Where's your part? Well, let me share with you. The amount of dollar bills, if you will, that it takes for me to be here today, to have Dr. Muncy here with you today, is astronomical. I am sowing minute by minute tens of thousands of dollars to be here to bring you words like this.
That's right.
So I'm sowing every moment, every second, thousands of dollars, every second into your life. All I'm asking is that you come into agreement with me right now.
Amen.
Because this Bible says, trust in the Lord your God, in His Word, and so shall you be established. Believe His prophets, and so shall you prosper. Those prophets speak this word to you. That produces faith coming alive in your heart so that when you speak, it comes to pass.
Wow.
Your Bible says, and I guard my words very, very carefully, I spent over 3 months' time recently being unable to speak a word out of my mouth. And God said, when I heal you of cancer, which He has, and I give you your voice back, it will carry an anointing seven times. I didn't suffer loss. I suffered loss to be promoted. You have suffered loss, and today is the day for you to be promoted, for what you've lost to be restored. I declare it. I decree it. I release it to you now. Don't be worried. Don't even look for it anymore, for that which you have lost has been restored to you, says the Lord. From this moment, you rejoice that healing is completed. From this moment, you start looking in the mailbox for that letter. In this moment, you begin to write out your check. As you're writing out that check, you put a praise in the memo of it, of what you see coming down the road. Because I can tell you, Jacob had lost Joseph, but very, very soon, at his point of greatest loss, he saw a little puff of smoke on the horizon and wagons loaded down coming from Egypt. Who sent them? Joseph. What you lost is coming back. Not like it left.
Right.
God sent it to multiply. He's bringing it back to you. Right now, sow that seed that releases what you lost to be found and for promotion. I see favor. Favor coming to you now.
Wow. Thank you, Jesus.
Favor coming. The favor of promotion is upon this moment right now as you sow.
Yes.
A quarter, $250. You say, but Pastor, I couldn't possibly do that. Well, someone should sow $25,000. Someone should sow $2,500. That's how powerful this word is.
Yes.
Someone
Thank you, Jesus.
Can sow $25, a tithe on the 250. Yes. Sow it. Yes. Right now.
Yes.
Right now. Yes. Don't let the adversary talk you out of your promotion. He's the one that talked you out of what you've lost. It's on the way back.
Yes.
Dial that number. It's toll free. It's right there on your phone.
Thank you, Jesus.
Right there on your screen is the phone number. Dial it. Or go to rodparsley.com right now. You can do that right there on your iPhone. Do it right now. Right now, I sense the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Somebody's being healed of cancer.
Yes.
Somebody is getting your child back. Somebody's child has gone into a lifestyle that you don't approve of. I'm telling you right now, you're about to get a call.
Hallelujah.
You're about to get a call. Someone's lost a job. Well, the reason is because God is about to promote you. A young man wrote me the other day. He said, Pastor Rod, I was working for $18 an hour. I heard you speak a word. We had one car, a wife, a child, a mortgage. He said, Pastor, 2 days after I sowed, I got a phone call for an interview. I'm no longer making $18 an hour. I'm making $80,000 a year, my first year, with a bonus and all of my health care provided and a 401k and a company automobile. It's not time for you to just get back what you lost. It's time for you to get back what you lost with promotion.
Yes.
That's the word. Go to your phone, go to your computer, log on, sit down, and write to me right now. Dr. Muncy, thank you for such an,
praise God.
Oh, I mean anointed, life-giving word. I'll see you next time on Your Breakthrough.
In your moment of loss, God Almighty has prepared your way out. Plus, you will receive supernatural promotion. When you sow your seed today of $250, God's Word promises that you will be moved into a king's position. This is a divine moment when the God of heaven and earth stands ready with your greatest blessing. Sow your $250 seed now by calling with your bank card or log on to rodparsley.com or begin with a tithe gift of $25. Come into agreement and trust God's prophets. When you do, in the name of Jesus Christ, what was lost is now changed forever.
A short investment of time can yield game-changing results. 10 minutes to tranquility from Dr. Rod Parsley will give you supernatural strength and comfort through the power of the Holy Spirit. Begin and end each day with the peace that passes all understanding. Learn the keys by requesting your free copy of 10 Minutes to Tranquility. Call or visit rodparsley.com.
Celebrating 50 years of ministry, this is Breakthrough with Rod Parsley. This worldwide broadcast is made possible by Revival Covenant Partners. Your faithful monthly support helps take this message of personal renewal and national revival to the world. To learn more, visit rodparsley.com.